Section 4. The Visual Word Form Area. The visual word form area, as the name implies, is thought to support reading. It emerges with literacy, is recruited during reading, and perturbing its function impairs reading. The visual word form area is found in the occipital temporal sulcus extending into the lateral fusiform gyrus, although the occipital temporal sulcus most consistently predicts its location. In general, the visual word form area responds more to print than during rest, visual fixation, or during the visual presentation of other stimuli, such as checkerboards, consonant strings, or nonsense characters. The visual word form area is found within or near cortical regions that mainly encode high-level visual feature classes, such as irregular patterns, object parts, and entire objects. It has also been shown that the visual word form area is found within a larger region of the ventral temporal cortex that reacts more to foveally represented visual stimuli than to peripheral stimuli, and that responds more to objects of small real world size rather than large. The visual word form area also has a low temporal processing capacity compared to other nearby regions. The visual word form area might therefore respond particularly well to words because words happen to be small, static, complex visual objects most often viewed in the centre of the visual field. The visual word form area is also highly left lateralised, although an analogous right hemisphere region can sometimes be found and is unusually well connected to language areas. Finally, the activity of the visual word form area changes after particular types of visual experience that might also be important for reading, such as visual associative and visual statistical learning. Input, brackets, visual factors, output, brackets, language factors, and the need for plasticity might thus govern the location of the visual word form area. Any problems with the structure or function of such a high-level region of the ventral visual stream could lead to reading problems. The visual word form area, despite its name, also responds to many visually presented objects other than words, for example symbols, tools, and faces, and its activity for non-words can even exceed that for words. As an example, Starfelt and Garech looked at the visual word form area activity for both words and pictures, and the pictures, in this case, were line drawings, while people performed various tasks. When people had to decide whether line drawings were real or nonsense objects, a task that requires fine-grained shape analysis, the visual word form area activation numerically exceeded that for words. The author suggested the activity of the visual word form area reflects the integration of shape elements into more elaborate shape descriptions corresponding to whole objects or large object parts. The authors furthermore suggested that deciding whether or not something is a real object requires object individuation or subordinate level categorization, e.g. canary, as opposed to the basic level, e.g. bird, or subordinate level, e.g. animal, categorization. The former requires the most detailed shape descriptions. Therefore, abnormalities in the visual word form area might lead to problems of reading and predispose people to other problems with visual cognition, such as subtle deficits in tasks that involve fine-grained analysis of shape. As detailed below, people with or at risk for dyslexia indeed show evidence for functional and possibly even structural abnormalities in the visual word form area, which might extend to other regions of the ventral visual stream.